But, you know, you might want to bring your mower. Maybe it needs an oil change and a few other things.
Oh, okay. That could be. Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot to put oil in it last year, that gamble.
Yeah. You know, we need customers like you.
I know.
and Phil, I'm going to say it's the best way I can.
Thank you. I got that going.
Thank you.
Have
very
a good
much,
one, Tom.
Merle Haggard and the band live on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, WRCE FM 107.7 at AM 1450, Richland Center. It is 34 degrees at 7 o'clock, where a news update this time is sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788. Stopping by at Highway 14 East or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At least 600 flights have already been canceled today at London's Heathrow Airport. A fire at a substation nearby cut power to the entire airport, which sees 1,300 flights take off and land each day. No flights until tomorrow. President Trump moving to dismantle the Education Department and give more oversight to states. Indiana Governor Mike Braun.
I feel real good about the challenge. We've been asking for it. Now the challenge is with us. We need to make sure that we don't drop any balls and that we take it in the right direction.
And former Education Secretary Arne Duncan.
Not a single thing Trump has done, not a single thing he has uttered or said helps an additional child, one child in this country, better learn how to read. That's where we should be focused.
Almost a year after the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore, the NTSB is warning the owners of 68 different bridges across the country they need to assess their risk of collapse if hit by a ship. This is ABC News. The Department of Justice finding and charging those who allegedly set Tesla Cybertrucks on fire. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Those charged with destroying Tesla property are part of a wave of domestic terrorism. Prosecutors said a suspect arrested for throwing Molotov cocktails at a dealership in Salem, Oregon, was also armed with a high-powered rifle. Prosecutors said another suspect who allegedly tried to set fire to Teslas in Loveland, Colorado, was found with materials to produce firebombs. And Daniel Clark Pounder, accused of torching a Tesla charging station in South Carolina and spray-painting profane messages, allegedly found with a three-page letter voicing objections to President Trump and Elon Musk's federal layoffs. Writing, we will not stand idly by.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. A federal judge temporarily blocking Elon Musk from accessing social security systems that hold the personal data on millions of Americans, calling their work, quote, a fishing expedition in search of a fraud. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment.
Secure
Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
5 minutes past 7 o'clock here at WRCO and WRCE Studios. We'll share with you the weekend forecast coming up here in just a little bit. Maybe a little bit more precip to help the little green grass seedlings grow. Yes, it's grown along pretty well there. Got to get see if my mower will start this weekend. Maybe I can get that done. I got to pump up my bike tires. I haven't done that yet as well. So got to get ready for spring anyway. And this is officially spring. Details coming up here in just a little bit from WRCO, WRCE on a Friday morning.
In Wisconsin's Supreme Court election, your family's safety is on the line. Just ask retired Wisconsin police officer Mike Walter.
As a police officer trying to put away violent criminals, you deal with two kinds of prosecutors. Guys like Brad Schimmel, who gave big plea deals to rapists, domestic abusers, and even a man caught with child pornography. And someone like Susan Crawford, who made sure rapists, murderers, and abusers were behind bars so victims could get justice.
That's Susan Crawford, the former prosecutor who took violent criminals off our streets and the judge who kept them in jail. Take it from a cop.
When I walk in a courtroom, I want Judge Susan Crawford, and now we need her on the Supreme Court.
The truth is, extreme Brad Schimmel won't keep Wisconsin families safe. We need Susan Crawford, the common sense judge. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. CrawfordForWI.com.
Attention cattle producers. Red Fest is coming up this Sunday, 1 p.m. at Bloomington Livestock Exchange. Come early to check out 48 registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 commercial Red Angus females. Now is the time to register to bid online at Cattle USA or DV Auction. For complete details on all the top genetics, visit redfestsale.com. Now get ready to upgrade your herd on the 23rd. We'll see you this Sunday at Red Fest.
Our move to Main Street is getting closer and savings are getting bigger. March 17th through 22nd, take 20% off everything in our Church Street location. That's right, 20% off sofas, recliners, beds, and more. These deals won't last, and once we move, they're gone. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street before March 22nd and save big. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items. From beautiful candles to stunning metal art, TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 52, partly to mostly cloudy, breezy, and warmer. Sprinkles possible by late afternoon. Tonight, spotty light rain and snow showers through late evening, then partly cloudy and colder, a low of 20. Sunny to partly cloudy Saturday, 40 and 30 Saturday night with some light rain or snow likely late. Sunday, 48, cloudy and breezy with occasional light rain as well. Monday, a high of 41. In Richland Center, we have an east-northeast wind at 4 miles per hour. After a low all the way down at 22, it is 34 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. There are no delays or cancellations today. No late buses. Everything is a go on a Friday. Post Malone and Morgan Wallen on WRCO Radio, and I had some help. Some things to celebrate today. It is World Tattoo Day, World Puppetry and Poetry Day. It is also, let's see, National Vermouth Day. It's National Teenager Day, so I guess act like a teenager today. June says I do. National French Bread Day. It's National Healthy Fats Day. So open up an avocado and enjoy. It's also National Flower Day, right? Chance to start thinking about those or getting some planted inside, maybe. Also today is National Crunchy Taco Day. Now, I prefer soft shell, but I wouldn't turn it down, that's for sure. It's Memory Day, which so far so good. I still have a good memory, too good sometimes, because it's hard to let things go when you have such a good memory. It's International Tiramisu Day as well today. Celebrate accordingly on March 21st. Here's Carly Pearce.
Told me boys like you would run. fires burn, burn, you're gonna learn. Never should have put your lips on her. Should have known from the way that you never left your phone, sitting by the bed, or the way that you laughed it off when I was catching on. Said it was in my head. Did you think that I wouldn't smell that cheap perfume? You'll have to find a new.
Some classic country from George Strait on WRCO Radio and a fool-hearted memory. By the way, Hank Bray will be here. That was a pretty good transition. Coming up here in just a little bit.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating undertakes all aspects of plumbing and heating. All our work is completed to the highest standards, and we aim to get 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services that include water softeners, water heaters, septics and water systems, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. We have a crew that specializes in bathroom remodels. From planning to installing, however large or small your project is, we can accommodate. We understand heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, but cost is always a worry. As an experienced troubleshooter, diagnosing the problem and coming up with the lowest cost, but most reliable solution will always be our priority. Call our office today to schedule a service, 647-6345, or visit us at WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Looking for a caring and supportive place to call home? At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer personalized assistance while helping you maintain independence and joy in daily life. Enjoy delicious meals, engaging activities, and 24/7 support in a warm, welcoming community where you're not just a resident, you're family. Discover a place where compassion and comfort come together. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, where your next chapter begins.
Richland Grant Telephone Cooperative's annual meeting is Saturday, March 22, 2025 at the Blue River Community Building. Join us at 10:30 to stay informed and engaged with your cooperative. We look forward to seeing you.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death in the United States, but it's highly preventable. Early detection is key. Screening is often recommended starting at age 45 or sooner for people at a higher risk. The Richland Hospital and Clinics performs colonoscopies on site and can often get you in within 2 weeks. Talk to your provider to see if you're ready for a screening.
It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup.
No.
Is it still appraisal week?
Enough of that. Yeah, it's still appraisal.
I'm sorry, sir.
I haven't filed your appraisal.
I got a sore throat. I was trying to clear my throat.
I will. Yeah. I'll file that appraisal later today. Anyway.
Good morning, young
man. Yeah, good morning. How
you doing? Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
You have a good evening?
I did. Yeah. It was. I watched a little basketball. I was a little disappointed because I went to bed at halftime last night. Mineral Point had a pretty good lead, I think 8 or 9, and they were... they seemed to be in control, and I went to bed thinking, oh, they probably won that one, but they didn't. They lost by 3 to Aquinas. Aquinas is a good team, too, but it was man.
They're not local to us. Mineral Point's local to us.
I know. I'm just saying.
That stinks. So,
but then the Badgers won, pretty convincingly, and I see your Razorbacks won.
Yes,
how about that?
Did. Yeah, I picked against them. So.
Did you pick against your own team?
I thought I did, but I didn't. Apparently, I don't know.
Oh,
I was rooting for Kansas the whole game. Maybe that's why they lost.
That could be.
You know,
I haven't looked to see how I did on the first day. It's better to not know sometimes.
I got 15 out of 16 right.
Wow. You're right up there.
Yeah.
Did you enter the Civic Media one or just the WRCO
one? No, just the WRCO one.
I did both. So last year, I almost won the entire state for Civic Media. I think I was second. I got lucky.
You were the first loser.
A first loser, yeah. But yeah. I even picked the right champion last year, but it was some sort of tiebreaker with the points or something like
that.
And
you lost.
And I lost that, so, yeah.
You got ripped out of it again.
Ripped out of it again. It was my chance at glory, you know, like the, hey, look at me. You know?
Kind of like Tuesday's quiz.
Look at me. But I didn't get a chance to.
Yeah.
So.
I'm sorry, Phil.
What do you
Maybe
do?
Maybe we can give you a trophy around here or something.
I want a participation ribbon anyway.
No, I don't get participation ribbons.
You don't?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I don't give participation. If you earn a ribbon, I'll give you a ribbon.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But being here and...
For my hair?
Being here and just doing what you're supposed to do, you don't get a ribbon.
Oh, okay.
So...
All right. Well...
That's just me.
Well,
maybe that's a little bit of old school.
Oh, it is old school.
Yeah. Right. So I've come up with a little new segment on Fridays to bump it up a little bit. I got a couple of them. It's the word of the week, Phil.
The word of the week.
Yeah. Yes. This week's word is skeeter dust.
Skeeter dust?
Skeeter dust.
Is that a word?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. It's a noun.
It's a noun?
Yeah. In Arkansas, you can use it any way you want.
Skeeter dust.
The skeeter dust. Noun. The mysterious possible magical powder left behind after something disappears. Skeeter dust.
Oh, so it has nothing to do with a mosquito?
Skeeter? No, I never said mosquito.
I know you didn't, but I figured skeeter is short for mosquito.
Well, skeeter dust, though.
Skeeter dust.
Yeah. Here's a sentence for you,
okay.
Ready?
Okay, yeah, yes.
I set my sandwich down for 1 second, and when I turned back, nothing but skeeter dust left.
Really?
Reckon the dog got it.
Oh, boy.
Skeeter dust.
Skeeter dust. That's the word of the day today, kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So there you go, Phil.
I never knew that.
Kind of like my paycheck.
Skeeter dust?
I turned around,
and it was
went
gone.
Shopping, and
really?
It was gone like skeeter dust.
At least you got one, right?
Yeah. So anyway, anything else new, buddy?
I'm impressed. No, but we do have some track meets. So the first spring sports events of the year, one today, and then tomorrow, lacrosse has one for small schools earlier in the day. Big
and
schools.
They indoor?
And they're all indoor. And I know that there is a softball scrimmage scheduled for tomorrow. What are the odds makers saying on that one? Probably?
About 2%.
2%?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 2% that it won't happen.
Oh, so 98% of the play.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think they might. It's not supposed to be.
They might.
Wet. High of 40, though.
It's going to be chilly.
Bundle up there, Hank.
Yeah.
Get your skivvies on and your long-legged underwear and snowmobile suit. Maybe. Right.
Are you ready for the, and I have a recipe for the week.
For the week.
Yes. Are you ready for this?
Hold on. I should have written.
Do you have like a grill or something?
I should have written up some sort of a big liner or something with echo. You know.
Well, what about
recipe of the week?
There you go.
Hank's legendary microwave gourmet hot dog surprise.
Did you make this last night?
No.
Oh.
But a couple weeks ago I did.
You did?
Yeah,
okay.
Here we go. You ready?
All right. What is it?
Here's the ingredients. All right. One hot dog, preferably not expired, Philip.
Okay.
One slice of bread, because who keeps buns around anymore?
True.
One squirt of whatever condiment that isn't crusty on the top.
Oh.
So you
that's hard to find.
Yeah. And then three shredded chips for texture. So just chips. Crunch up chips.
Potato chips?
Yeah, whatever chips you like.
Oh.
So, yeah, just live with me here for a minute.
Okay.
All right.
Boy, that's a scary thought.
Here's the instructions. Place a hot dog on a microwave safe plate or a paper towel if you just live on the edge like myself.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Number two, microwave for 45 seconds or until it explodes at one end or both ends slightly.
Yeah. You know how that happens.
Yep. Just slightly.
Careful.
You don't want to blow the whole thing up.
No.
Just the ends. Okay. Number three, carefully place it on your fancy bread bun.
Bread bun.
Or, you know,
well, you can
also
kinda,
known as a folded white.
Yeah, you can just fold a piece of white bread.
Right. Yeah. I'm getting there, Phil.
Yeah.
If you know my recipe, I don't even know why I'm telling you.
I'm sorry.
Also known as a folded slice of white bread.
Oh, okay.
I think have you been in my drawer?
Well, no, but I may have made this before.
Squeeze on some mystery sauce from the fridge.
Uh-huh.
All right. Then crunch the three chips over the top for a gourmet crunch. You know?
Oh, yeah, sure, right.
Usually white corn or yellow. I'm a big yellow corn guy, so yellow corn is a lot better.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I would rather have, like, potato chips.
Yeah.
You know?
Take a bite and question your life choices, Phil.
Okay. You do that if you eat it.
Yeah. So here's the – for the full experience, you know what? Pair it with a flat soda.
Oh, a flat soda.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you open the liter bottle, it goes – you know, it doesn't. And you're like, oh, okay.
And there you have it. A meal so quick, even a fork would be confused, you know.
All right, that's nice.
So there's recipe right. number one.
That's awesome. Hank's Legendary Microwave Gourmet Hot Dog Surprise. If you need a copy of it, we'll post that later.
It should be on there now. It should be one up at 7:30.
All right.
So on Facebook.
Oh, boy.
So.
Nice. Because I'm sure a lot of people will clamor for that.
You think they will?
I think they can probably remember it without looking at the recipe. My guess is they could. So,
but there's a picture of me in a chef's hat on there.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe. I don't know if Adam did that. You never know with
that's
Adam.
That's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
So the question I have from the recipe is there. So you have to check whether it's expired or not.
If you care.
Well, if it's on the package. But what happens? Because it's different when you open the package.
You got to eat them.
You got to eat them within like a week or something like
that? I have no idea. Uh-huh. But here's the thing.
I think there's a few preservatives in it. It should be good.
Maybe. But I'm one of these guys, if it's expired, I am throwing it away.
Right, I know.
So let's just say like a pound of bacon. I haven't thawed. Okay, I know.
Right.
And there's no resealable package on it, so it's one serving. You just cook it all.
Cook it all.
So, but, you know, if you have expired bacon that's frozen, which I eat.
Right. I mean, if it's frozen, it's different.
But I will cook the whole package.
Yes.
I'm not saying I'll eat it, but I'll cook the whole package. That way, there's nothing I can always put it in the fridge. And I do that a lot. I usually cook a lot of bacon or sausage and have it in the mornings. I'll heat it up in the microwave in the mornings.
You fry it up?
I usually fry it at night. Mm-hmm. And like, I'll do 2 pounds of bacon.
In the air fryer?
I have not done an air fryer.
You can.
Yeah, I have, but I haven't done it while because I do it in the oven.
The oven is the best way to cook bacon.
So I think. What happens, I'll do 2 pounds of bacon,
yep.
Drain the grease off of it, and then put it in plastic bags. I put like 4 pieces in a bag, a little baggie, and then I'll eat that on the way to work.
Oh.
So I have a couple meals, 3 or 4 meals.
Meal on the go.
Yep.
There you go.
So
lots of good cooking tips.
I use air fryer a lot. You can attest to that.
Yeah, you got the air fryer going here.
Yeah, so you like it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So. But anyway, other than that, baked potatoes are awesome in the air fryer. I mean,
what about cheese balls? Have you tried
cheese
those?
Balls? Are pretty good
are
too.
They in there?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good luck with that. So, so anyway, any plans for the weekend?
You know, not too much. Probably watch a little more basketball today and tonight. And
yeah,
going back from the NCAA to the high school games.
Anywhere else local for high school?
Not so much. I mean, there are a couple of teams, you know, kind of on the fringe. There's a Madison area team, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a Wausau team. You know, my good friend Chad Holmes, who covers sports in Wausau, well, I'm sure will be doing that game today. So
I think they did the Prairie School last night, too.
Yeah, yeah I think they did.
But anyway, Prairie School, very interesting school. Wausau or Green Bay or what is it?
Yeah, that was the school that was under 500.
Yeah, but do you know it costs like $25,000 a year to go there?
Is that right?
Oh, it's crazy.
Hmm.
Crazy.
Wow.
Well, I don't think my whole education system cost $25,000.
No, I probably not.
So even when I had to redo first grade.
You had to redo first grade?
I did.
How many times?
Once,
okay.
Well, as far as I know, I can't count that high. Have a good day and be kind.
That's old Hank Bray.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family.
offering a wide range of full-service options, including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials, they are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Sime Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different, distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
¿Está luchando con deudas o crédito? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin ofrece educación financiera y asesoramiento para ayudarle a mejorar su crédito, manejar deudas y planificar un presupuesto para comprar una casa. Struggling with debt or credit? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin offers financial education and counseling to help you improve your credit, manage debt, and budget for home ownership. Take control of your finances and plan for the future with our expert guidance. Call 608-647-4949 today to get started.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Carestan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Cobison Buses is a family-owned company that is great to work for, and we are hiring. Would you like a rewarding part-time job after retirement? Transporting our students to and from school is that job. I have a great group of drivers, and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers and sub-route drivers here in Richland Center. We also have an option for drivers to travel to our Lodi terminal daily. This can be 40 hours per week or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided, and you will get paid from the time you leave Richland Center. Starting pay is $21 with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call Beth Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Here is your March 21st history lesson. 1952, the Moondog Coronation Ball, considered the first rock and roll concert, took place at Cleveland Arena. 1965, civil rights demonstrators led by Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. began their third attempt to march from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama, this time under the escort of U.S. Army National Guard troops assigned by President Lyndon B. Johnson. And in 1980, President Jimmy Carter announced the U.S. would boycott the Summer Games in Moscow because of the Soviet Union's failure to withdraw its troops from Afghanistan. Back in 1980, that was making news. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
You've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday to Jessica Beeper Coe.
Lots of love from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Happy birthday to others in the area, such as Nicole Wilmot from Sue, Judy, and Rose. Happy 12th, Elijah Weiss. The birthday coming up on Sunday. We love you, kiddo. Have a great day and weekend. Love from Mom and Dad, the siblings, Maybell, Gary, Will, Ella, Molly, Noah, and your pup, Bear. And happy 12th to Elijah Weiss this weekend. Have a great day and lots of love from Grandma Bowen, Tom, Uncle Dee and Aunt Dana, Uncle Jesse and Aunt Amanda and Uncle Dale and Auntie Ange, along with all the Hackle, Westby, and Wallace cousins. Hope you have an awesome birthday. We love you. Happy birthday to Jessica Coe from Lori and the guys, and birthday wishes to wonderful son Ron Dosh. Much love from Mom and Dad. Happy birthday wishes today on the 21st to Randy Felton and Judy Pearsall from Beulah Wesleyan Church. The Bloom City Town Crier saluting Randy Felton and Amanda Walsh. Happy birthday from the RC Lions to Amanda Serum, to Amanda Gresheim, Bill Bindle, and Jamie Wilson. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club today with wishes for Vicki Myers and Shannon Duffy. Happy anniversary, Mike and Deb Ryder today. Happy anniversary to Mick and Mary Connor. Please wish them all the best, it says, on their 61st. We hope you have an amazing day. Love from Donna, Troy, and Michelle, Tracy and Sebastian, Trent and Darcy, Jim and Tanya, and the families. And a happy 61 to Mom and Dad. We're so blessed to have such loving and caring parents. Thank you for everything you do for us. Love from the four T's. Happy birthday to Amanda from Jamie today as well.
Birthdays and anniversaries come around every year, but there's a secret out there not every guy knows. When you give your wife a gift of jewelry, it shows you care about her wants as well as her needs. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and our job is to make smiles larger during these occasions. Life is a roller coaster, and sometimes it's just nice to do something special for your partner in life. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Southwest Wisconsin's birthday and anniversary destination, downtown Richland Center.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. You can get both. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa! That's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show, all in one.
Sure.
Don't steal that idea.
Don't worry, I won't. Get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90. No trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
After a low this morning, all the way down to 22, our temperature shot up quickly. We're at 35 degrees in Richland Center this morning.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face. Anytime in any place, and every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back. Guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to
kiss an angel good morning
and let her know you think about her when you're gone.
Kiss an angel good morning
and love her like the devil when you get back home.
Kiss an angel good morning
and let her know you think about her when you're gone.
Kiss an angel good morning
and love her like the devil when you get back home.
This is Phil Nee. I hope you have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you next hour with sports and music. Mike Clemens checks in. We'll have trivia as well right here.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Our move to Main Street is getting closer and savings are getting bigger. March 17th through 22nd, take 20% off everything in our Church Street location. That's right, 20% off sofas, recliners, beds, and more. These deals won't last, and once we move, they're gone. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street before March 22nd and save big. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 35 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV and Appliance, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Jones Chevrolet. Partly to mostly cloudy, breezy, and warmer today. Sprinkles possible by late afternoon. A high of 52 with southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, spotty light rain and snow showers through late evening, then partly cloudy and colder. A low of 20. In Richland Center, after a low of 22, it's 35 degrees.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has penned a letter to U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, urging him to prevent any further delays in funding for infrastructure projects in the state. Governor Evers called the obstructions of federal funding approvals unlawful and harmful and highlighted a number of projects he says are ready to go. Among those highlighted were local community projects like the St. Croix River Bridge project in Douglas County and the already approved electric vehicle infrastructure projects across the state. The Wisconsin State Senate has unanimously passed a bill meant to protect women receiving medical care who are either unconscious or under anesthesia. The bill would require written consent to perform pelvic exams on women involving a medical student. The legislation has wide support from health groups in the state, including the Wisconsin Nursing Association, Wisconsin Alliance for Women's Health, and the Wisconsin Coalition Against Sexual Assault. The bill still needs to pass the full assembly before heading to Governor Tony Evers. Wisconsin is losing out on millions of dollars of already allocated federal aid because of the newly passed budget extension. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports that $250 million in funding designated for construction projects has been removed from the table. That was part of the continuing resolution passed last week by Republicans and signed by President Trump. The 3rd Congressional District, represented by Republican Derek Van Orden, is losing out on $25 million earmarked for western Wisconsin. Van Orden voted for the continuing resolution, but says he's disappointed that the cuts were made in his district. The Wisconsin State Assembly on Thursday passed Republican-authored bills related to transgender issues. Two bills, both authored by Oconomowoc Representative Barbara Dittrich, would ban trans athletes at the high school and college level in Wisconsin. Another bill authored by Dittrich would require school districts put in policies stating that parents determine names and pronouns of students to be used by school staff. A fourth bill, authored by Waukesha Representative Scott Allen and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, would ban gender-affirming care for those under 18. All four bills now head to the state Senate Assembly Democratic Governor or Assembly Speaker. Robin Voss said the measures reflect the views of a majority of Wisconsinites, and Democratic Governor Tony Evers should reconsider his pledge to veto any bills which target the LGBTQ community. Senator Tammy Baldwin is raising concerns on how the NOAA firings will impact the Great Lakes. Meteorologist Brittany Merlo tells us more.
Baldwin wrote a letter to NOAA's Vice Admiral Hahn, wanting to know in detail the number of people fired at NOAA, how many of those served the Great Lakes, and what services will be lost as a result. She also wants to know how they plan to preserve these services. Baldwin says not only do the Great Lakes attract millions of visitors each year, but they also provide drinking water to over 30 million people, generate clean hydropower, and generate $3.1 trillion in gross domestic product. Now, there are 12 sectors within NOAA that deal with Lake Michigan and Lake Superior. They range from things like providing critical marine forecasts for shipping, storm surges, and coastal flooding, to investing in clean drinking water or protecting wildlife from invasive species. There are even programs to prevent microplastics from entering the Great Lakes. I'm Brittany Merlot.
Social Security says that more than 3 million deaths are reported to the Social Security Administration each year and explains that the agency's records are highly accurate. Of these millions of death reports received each year, less than one-third of 1% are erroneously reported deaths that need to be corrected. Deaths are reported to Social Security primarily from the states, but also from other sources, including family members, funeral homes, federal agencies, and financial institutions. In a 2008 audit report, the IG noted that SSA receives most death reports from funeral homes or friends and relatives of the deceased. SSA considers such first-party death reports to be verified and immediately posts them to the Death Master file. Instances when a person is erroneously reported as deceased to Social Security can be devastating to the individual spouse and dependent children. Benefits are stopped in the short term, which can cause financial hardship until fixed and benefits restored, and the process to prove an erroneous death will always seem too long and challenging. If a person suspects that they have been incorrectly listed as deceased on their Social Security record, they should contact their local Social Security office as soon as possible. They can locate their nearest Social Security office at ssa.gov/agency/contact. They should be prepared to bring at least one piece of current original form of identification. Social Security takes immediate action to correct its records, and the agency can provide a letter that the error has been corrected that can be shared with other organizations, agencies, and employers. For additional information, visit What to Do When Someone Dies. The Kickapoo Area Schools Drama Club will present Peter Pan tonight and tomorrow night at 7 o'clock in the Kickapoo High School Auditorium. This two-act play will bring to life the magical story, The Boy Who Never Grew Up, with all your favorite characters from Peter and Wendy to Captain Hook and Tinkerbell. Cost of admission is $5 for adults, $3 for students and seniors, and free for children 5 and under.
Special alert! Town and Country TV and Appliance in Reedsburg and Richland Center has super savings on KitchenAid dishwashers. For a limited time, get a $150 rebate on the best dishwashers in the business, like the Whisper Quiet models featuring 360-degree max jet technology. With 50 targeted jets across four wash arms for sparkling clean dishes every time. See these dishwashers on display at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14, Richland Center, or online at Town and Country RC.
Today is Friday, March 21st. Mary L. Ostrander, 72, of Boscobel, died March 12th. A celebration of life will be held at 11 o'clock today at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Blue River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home this morning from 9 until the time of service at 11. Mary L. Ostrander, 72, of Boscobel. Charles E. Chuck Lewis, 70, of Boscobel, died March 8th. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Homer Cemetery in Hickory Grove. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. Charles E. Chuck Lewis, 70, of Boscobel. Robert James Whelan, 88, of Casanova, formerly of Racine, died February 25th at home. A memorial service will be held Saturday at noon at the Wilson Funeral Home in Racine. Burial with military honors will take place at West Lawn Memorial Park. Friends may call at the Wilson Funeral Home Saturday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be made to the River Valley Veterinary Clinic in Reedsburg to assist individuals in caring for their pets. Robert James Whelan, 88, of Casanova, formerly of Racine. Delbert J. Banker, 89, of Rockbridge Township, died Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Woodstock Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Delbert J. Banker, 89, of Rockbridge Township. Jody Kenoy Harris, 80, of Baraboo, formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home. Funeral services will be held Monday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Jody Kenoy Harris, 80, of Baraboo, formerly of Richland Center. Eldon E. Bulow, 70, of Hill Point, died March 12th at home. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock next Friday, March 28th, at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home next Friday, March 28th, from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Eldon E. Bulow, 70, of Hill Point. Donna Janine Reed, 91, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, March 29th at 11 o'clock at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, March 29th, from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the First Baptist Church. Donna Janine Reed, 91, of Richland Center. Lyle C. Vesperman, 82, of Boscobel, died Sunday at home. A memorial service will be held at 1 o'clock Saturday, March 29th, at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Prairie Cemetery in Fenimore. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Saturday, March 29th, from 10 until the time of service at 1. Lyle C. Vesperman, 82, of Boscobel. Ruth Marie Hansen, 90, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Pine Valley Community Village. Graveside services will be held at 2 o'clock Thursday, April 3rd, in the Button Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Ruth Marie Hansen, 90, of Richland Center. Bruce F. Kovars, age 63, died March 13th after a courageous battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, May 3rd, from 1 to 5 at events at Castle Rock Rural Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Bruce F. Kovars, age 63. Brian L. Lawrence, 62, of Richland Center, died suddenly last Friday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home of Richland Center is assisting the family of Brian L. Lawrence, 62, of Richland Center. Aloysius L. Al Bauer, 71, of Rural Plain, died Saturday at Orchard Manor Nursing Home in Lancaster following a battle with mesothelioma cancer. A celebration of life will take place at a later date. A private burial will be in St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery in Loretto. Memorials may be made to a Grace Hospice Care, UW Carbone Cancer Center, or a charity of your choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family of Aloysius L. Al Bauer, 71, of Rural Plain. Jamie Lynn Harris, 68, of Lone Rock, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Jamie Lynn Harris, 68, of Lone Rock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, craft and scrapbooking supplies, and signed clothing for the whole.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A massive fire causing a power outage that shut down London's Heathrow Airport. Chaos for nearly 150,000 travelers at one of the world's busiest airports. It could be closed until tomorrow. President Trump, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, and Elon Musk all denying a New York Times report that Musk will be shown a presentation today on how the U.S. would respond if there was a war with China. Musk will be visiting the Pentagon. A new study about weed and your heart.
Data on more than 4.6 million people shows that young marijuana users are six times more likely to suffer a heart attack than those who abstain. Researchers say cannabis may affect heart rhythm and raise oxygen demand in the heart muscle, even in people under 50 years old. The study is published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology.
ABC's Jim Ryan. As promised, President Trump signing an executive order on Thursday aimed at shutting down the U.S. Department of Education. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation.